For someone whose comedy tour is called, Relax, It's Not That Serious, Russell Peters is certainly racking up the miles and maintaining a relentless schedule that few could match. The Canadian comedy legend is set to perform on November 2 at Save on Foods Memorial Center, marking one of more than 50 stops in the U.S. and Canada between September and December. This tour follows closely behind a previous one that wrapped earlier this year, where Peters performed over 350 shows in 23 countries. Why such a pace? The relentless drive undoubtedly comes from a desire to perform, but it also comes from wrestling with the American tax system, feeding his family and literally, gutting it out to keep his show on the road. Got to keep working, Peters told Monday Magazine from his home in Los Angeles, where he was about to head for acupuncture while taking an unplanned break due to a back injury. Ex-wives. You got baby mamas, you got it all, you know, Peters quipped about his reasons for working, getting into a list of issues and quoting rapper Notorious B.I.G. Like Biggie said, mo, money, mo, problems. I had an accountant who I found out was not doing his job properly, and now I'm paying the price for it, because I got to get out there and hustle to pay the IRS, which I thought he was doing, Peters said. Russell Peters remains a powerhouse in the comedy world, consistently drawing sell-out crowds at venues worldwide. Contributed. Peters's raunchy, no-holds-barred humor often involves spontaneous riffs with audience members, resulting in a uniquely personal and sometimes caustic comedic style complete with cultural critiques, personal anecdotes, and biting humor. His seamless ability to engage with audiences from various cultural backgrounds has earned him a fiercely loyal fanbase. But it's also earned some criticism, with some on social media accusing him of simply repeating the same formula, again and again. The people that say that don't come and watch me, Peters says. If you do see me, you'll see that I do different material every night. Now there's a whole generation of comics that are doing my formula and making millions of dollars off it. But it's okay for them and not me. He seems to possess an almost institutional Teflon, diving into sensitive topics, including accents and exaggerated gestures, yet emerging unscathed by backlash. Part of his secret comes from being true to himself, and staying true to his lived experiences. We talk about the differences between playing to Canadian crowds, I'm home, they get it, and what it's like to take his show on the road around the world. Listen, when you should never talk about things you don't know about, Peters says. Number one, if you're going to go to another country and try and attack their religious beliefs or their government, or anything. That's a definite no-go, even if you know something about it. Just don't f-king do it. We talk a little bit about politics and I had to ask him about the American presidential race. It turns out that he's growing a little tired of politicians saying things they think people want to hear, rather than being truthful or genuine. I said this on stage the other day. I don't like pandering because I'm on stage pandering myself. I don't need somebody else to get out there. I don't need the politician to pander. I'm pandering because I want your laughs. They're pandering because they want your votes. It's not the same thing. My pandering is completely inconsequential to your future. At 53, Peters remains a powerhouse in the comedy world, consistently drawing sell-out crowds at venues worldwide. His relentless drive and unfiltered comedy continue to resonate, proving that for Peters, the best laughs come from keeping it real. In fact, the title of his current tour was inspired by a moment of chaos at Costco, where a woman was having a dispute at the checkout. The husband turned to his wife and said, "Relax, it's not that serious." I thought, that's a great f-king title for the tour, he says. For event details and tickets, visit sofmc.com/event/russell-peters.